Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. I'm with the fraud department. How can I help you today?
Yes, there was two charges on my debit card for this company, and when I called them, they told me what it was, and I told them, I said, I haven't made any charges like that, and they said it was a reoccurring charge, and I haven't done anything like that. And so they canceled it and put me through to y'all.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I do see that they have you here listed. One moment. Yes, ma'am. excuse me. I do see that they have you here for the sweepstakes contest entry. Do you recall perhaps completing a survey of any sort for one of the various items, such as an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum, etc.?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. At this time, I do understand. Do you think someone in the household could have signed you up using your information listed here?
No, I don't think so, because nobody has. I just, you know, I don't think so. No, I'm just wondering. It just worries me if somebody's got my information out there somewhere. And I need to check everything real closely then.
Okay. At this time, I do understand that you state that this is fraud. Yes, ma'am. So what we will do is we will contact the local authorities and provide them with the IP address on the account so that they can verify the owner of the device that was used when the order was placed, and then your local authorities will verify the location where the order has taken place.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Because it kind of worries me, you know, if somebody got my information out there on the web or what, you know. That scares me.
Yes, ma'am. So one moment, and I'll be right with you to further assist you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. At this time, the account was previously canceled here. As far as the transactions, I am able to issue you a credit for what they have you here billed for of the $59.89. And the refunds can take about 3 to 5 business days before processing back into your account.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because I'm going to call tomorrow thinking and have that debit card, my debit card changed in case somebody does have my information.
Yes, ma'am. So at this time, the account has successfully been canceled and the refunds have been processed.
Okay.
And you'll receive a refund and confirmation email.
Okay, what email is it going to?
They have the email address of MissTaxLady1998@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's my email address.
Yes, ma'am.
Of course, you know, a lot of junk mail I don't even read. I delete it. If I think it's junk mail, I just delete it, you know. Don't teach to it. So, but I guess I need to keep an eye out on this cancellation number in Arizona. Okay.
Okay. Well, at this time, I do want to thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day.
All right. You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.